You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
How about now? Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. We are going to begin. Are we online already, Eric? Okay. Welcome to everyone who is joining us for worship today. We pray that you'd be encouraged. Let's try this one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
That sounds better. Good morning. We are going to begin, so please stand by singing with us our very first song, O Come, Emmanuel. Please be seated. Welcome to worship. We will begin with just a few announcements before we continue on. If you have your bulletins with you, we have some birthdays that I would like to mention. First of all, Trish Shostrands is today, and Kira Whitlocks is the 15th, Shiloh Nygaard is the 16th, as well as Matt and Lauren Boltz's anniversary. Also, Molly Whitlock is the 17th, Matt and Lane's anniversary is the 18th, and Lucas Vig is the 19th. So lots of birthdays this week. Did I miss anybody? Anybody in the community that you know of that we need to wish happy birthday to? I believe Luke Nordine is today. I think there's some others too. Some of you are hiding. I don't like that. Well, happy birthday and happy anniversary to all of you. If you look in your bulletin, Good News Club, the last meeting for this year, 2020. Can you believe it? Just seems like this has been a crazy year, and yet it's gone so fast. The last Good News Club meeting will be on the 16th, so that'll be this week. That will also be the last Wednesday confirmation meeting for the year, as well as my Wednesday night Bible study, too. We'll take a break then for the Christmas season. Also, the Christmas school, or Sunday school Christmas program will be held next Sunday, and that'll be during worship time, so in the morning, so please come to that. Or if you're listening online, please check that out and worship with us. Also, we will be having a Christmas Eve service, and that'll be held on December 24th, of course, at 4 o'clock. So. And if you'd like to do prayer and scripture on Sunday morning, please let us know. Let Sherry know, or myself. We'd really like to have more people involved. And it's always such a blessing to come up here and read God's word and to pray for needs that are out there, and to praise God for all that he's doing. I'm also supposed to announce this morning, I got a message from our buddy Jimmy Kruger. And Jim said, if you'd like to mail him something, and he's probably listening right now, he said, don't waste your postage on sending it to Canada. Just put it P.O. Box 39, Lancaster, Minnesota, and I believe he has it personally delivered. The only Canadian I know that can do that. Sorry, Jim, I had to pick on you. Post Office Box 39, Lancaster, and he will get your mail. So, and if you've ever been to Jim Kruger's house, for those of you that have been here, his refrigerator is like the poster for Lancaster Church and this whole community, all the communities around. If you have ever sent Jim a picture, you're on his fridge. It's so fun to walk in there, and he's just an amazing guy. So, Jim, we love you, and Merry Christmas. And Post Office Box 39, Lancaster, and he will get it. Anything else this morning? Heather.
We are going to have Sunday school next Sunday.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. So we will be doing Sunday school next Sunday. Have your kids here by 10 minutes to 9, right, Heather?
Yeah.
Or a quarter to 9, depends on what clock you're following. And we will run through the program, and it'll just be I'm excited to get to do that next week. So Sunday school Christmas programs are special. Anything else this morning that I might have forgotten? Do we have anything left on the holiday helper tree? Sandy. Okay.
That's when they asked to have a delivery on the 16th.
Okay, yes.
If someone has a straggler gift that's coming by mail or whatever, they can take it to the courthouse to the social.
To social services, okay. So the gifts for the holiday helper tree are due before Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Yep, I always like to give people less time. Sorry. Have them here Wednesday morning, and Sandy can deliver them. And if you don't miss that, or if you miss that time, then you can take them to social services after that. So, but on the 16th, preferably. Anything else this morning I might have missed? Okay. Then I'm going to have Sue come up and do her scripture and prayer for us. Thank you.
goodness sakes. Okay. Scripture this morning is from Acts 2, 36 through 41. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all who the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. Okay, what do we have for prayer requests? Scott?
Wanda and Pat for health concerns and Brent Hodgson.
What was the last person?
Brent Hodgson.
Brent?
Brent Hodgson.
Okay. Renee?
Just for all the military who can't come home for Christmas.
Amen. Bless our little bee. Hope?
For the Iden family, the grandparents that live down in St. Cloud, the grandpa has heart surgery tomorrow, and the grandma is back in the ICU with collapsed lung, and so they're both really not doing very good, and so some of the family has gone down there. So just
and the last name was Ivy?
Iden.
Our requests, and we know you answer each one in your way, and we're so thankful that we know you are always there. You will always answer us. You will always take care of us. We pray for so many in our community that have health issues. Rhonda, Pat, Brent, you know what each one is dealing with, and you know how to handle this, and so we just pray that you lead them in the direction that's needed, the doctors that are needed to help them get back to good health. We pray for all the families affected that are with our militaries. It's hard having loved ones away, and especially during the holidays. It's not only hard on the person serving in the military, but their families that are left at home. And so we just pray that loved ones circle these families and send support to their loved ones and help them to get through the holiday season. We pray for the Iden family who have both mother and father so ill, and we just pray, Lord, that you put your hands on these people and have their health returned and have the doctors give them the wisdom to know what to do to help them through this. And we pray for Jamie, who is soon to have a baby, and for those of us on earth, that's truly the only miracle that we often see is the birth of a baby, how it's created and how perfect they are when they come. So we just pray that the end of this pregnancy goes well, this baby is healthy and strong, and when the delivery comes, all will go well for Jamie. We thank you, Lord, for our wonderful weather. We thank you for all the things that you have blessed us with. In your precious name, amen.
Thank you, Sue. Normally we do a song before that, and I'm so caught up in this baptism for hope that I totally forgot. So I'm going to ask the praise team to come up, and if you do have prayer requests, we'd encourage you to still send them in, and we will continue to pray for that. We do have special music. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. We have special music. Okay. Thank you, Savannah.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember.
Let's start over.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. He has come for us, this Jesus. He's a hope for all mankind. He has come for us, the Messiah, born to give us life. From God our Heavenly Father, the blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of
Thank you, Savannah. Beautiful. Now, praise team, if you want to come up, and we will continue our time of worship. Please stand and join us. And if you do have prayer requests at home, just you can send them in any time during the service, and we will pray. Build your kingdom here.
Set your rule and reign.
Don't set our hearts ablaze with hope.
This is a new one, I believe, Christmas Day. Let's sing it out. Please be seated. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, God. We praise you, Lord, as we celebrate this season, as we celebrate you, Jesus, as we worship you, Father, as we praise you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for being with us, God, and that you guide us and that you walk with us, that you join us in every journey, every moment of our lives. You are there. You are present. We acknowledge that today, Lord, and we praise you. Guide us now as we begin to celebrate this beautiful gift of baptism. Encourage us today and lead us. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. As you can see, this is part two. And it actually is part two. It's not part three or part two or part four or four of two. I'm not really good at math because I mess those up a lot. But today, as every day, is a really special day. Every day is a gift. But today is kind of extra special because we're going to celebrate with Hope in her baptism to the Lord. And I've had it asked, yeah, let's clap. Let's do that. I heard a hoo-hoo. Was that you, Hope? That's usually you. I love it. We have never done this before. People have asked me if we've ever done immersion like this. Usually if we do immersion, we're at a lake. I tried to talk Hope into it, but she wasn't really fond of the temperatures. So we brought it inside. Ice cubes, yeah. We should have had pails waiting for you. When Hope told me that she'd like to be baptized and didn't want to wait any longer, I thought to myself, what can we do for a baptismal fount? For Hope wanted to be immersed just like Jesus. Very fitting. And so the only thing that I could think of, since I was a farmer and it's winter, what are we going to use for a baptismal fount? And I thought, a stock tank. Amen. And I thought, you know, this is perfect because Hope loves cows. If you know Hope, you know Hope loves cows. I've asked her many times. She said, Galen, I love my cows. And if she wasn't in this county, she was usually out west with her cows. So what a perfect fit to be baptized in what cows drink out of, right, Hope? So as I thought of this stock tank, I thought of Jesus in the manger and the stable and how there was no room for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think of God humbling himself to be born as a baby. Not in an inn, not anywhere the world would call special, but in a barn. In a stable, in a manger, where cows eat, and horses and sheep. Our Jesus, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, humbled himself and came to be a baby in a manger to be with us. How fitting to be baptized in this way as we celebrate this season. Well, when I met Hope on Wednesday just this week to talk about her baptism for today and what it would look like, I think the reality of to Hope started to sink in, because when Hope walked into my office, it isn't something you usually see there, but there was a stock tank in my office. And I'm pretty sure, actually I know, Hope started tearing up. She started wiping her eyes And then I believe a little bit of fear set in. And I said, do you want to wait? And I didn't get the words out of her mouth. She said, absolutely not. But I say fear crept in because even though Hope knows that you all love her and that you all support her in this, to be honest, you're all a little intimidating. You really are. To be up here, going under the water and coming out. It's scary to do in front of all of you. even though I know and she knows you love her. But you see, Hope's already made a commitment to her Savior, Lord, her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and her salvation's a done deal. It's been done for her by Jesus Christ. But now to be baptized and to profess it publicly and to make that next step in her faith journey, Hope is being obedient to God's call on her life. Today, Hope is saying to God, and she's saying to her family, she's saying to all of you, she's saying to the world, she's surrendering everything. She is dying to herself. She's completely committing herself to Christ and saying publicly, I'm God's daughter. Isn't that beautiful? Hope, God's daughter. Has a nice ring to it. And this isn't the best illustration or comparison, but I thought I've got to bring this up. But in Hope's baptism today, I'm going to compare it to her going into a car dealership. And she likes Chevys, right?
Yes.
So it's going to have to be a Chevy dealership. And Hope goes in and she says, I'm going to buy that car today. I'm not going to test drive it. I'm not going to kick the tires. I'm not checking the oil. I'm just trusting that it's good. I'm all in. No turning back. But then Hope sits down to pay for the car. And when she's going to do it, the salesman says, Hope, you can't pay for this. I don't know who did, but someone has already paid for that for you. To me, that's such a good illustration in my mind of what God has done already for Hope today and will continue to do. Because like that car, when it comes to Hope's salvation and her decision to follow Christ, God already took care of that. Jesus paid for her sins and brought Hope to where she is today, ready to be baptized and to follow him. Hope is acknowledging today that God has already forgiven her, and today in baptism will symbolize that she is being washed clean. She's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Hope is God's daughter. Now, I don't know if Hope did this, but I told her, I said, if you've ever heard the Randy Travis song, Pray for the Fish, did you? What'd you think of it? Did you? If you have not listened to that song, you need to listen to it. It's because when this person gets baptized, and I'm not picking on you, Hope, but when this person went under the water, the guy doing it said, you got to pray for the fish when all those sins come rolling off. I thought, I am going to pick on Hope so much today because I do have ice cubes in my office. I have threatened to hold her under the water.
30 seconds.
Sean says he's going to pull her out. I don't know if you know Sean, but he doesn't always tell the truth right away. He says my fudge is better than his wife's. What do you think of that? When Hope first asked me about doing her baptism during Christmas, I thought, is this really a good thing? We're to honor our Lord and Savior coming to earth. And I thought, how can we work a baptism into Christmas? How can we? But you know, the more I prayed about this and the more I studied and read the scriptures and listened, I realized this is the perfect time to be baptized, and Hope you open my eyes to that. For isn't this exactly what God sent his son into the world to do? Amen. To save us? He tells us when before he went to heaven, he said, I want you to go in all the world and preach the gospel. Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. He teaches us to baptize. He tells us to teach people about him and how we are to live in obedience. We are to bring people to Christ. We are to tell them there is a Savior that can redeem them. As you can see from the title of this message, this is part two of our series, God With Us. In a little bit, I'm going to have Hope read to us a love letter from God to her that she gave me a while back. But I'm just going to pick one small part out of it. I'm not going to refer about Hope, but I'm going to speak about someone else. It's in a devotional that I heard this week from David Jeremiah. And it was the background, or I should say the story, about a man named Robert Robinson, who wrote the hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Robert came to Christ after hearing a message, I was told, from Pastor George Whitfield in the 1700s. And Robert dedicated his life to ministry, but Robert struggled with some things in life. Even though he had accepted Christ, he had become a Christian, he struggled with sin. And even though Robert was called into the ministry and he loved Jesus, his battle with sin continued and led him down many paths that he should not have been on. Roads running away from God. In 1757, at the age of 22, Robert Robinson sat down and wrote a poem which became the hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." And the third verse is what got my attention from Hope's letter and also what Robert wrote. And actually, this is about every single one of us here, me included, in our struggle, our battle with sin. For you see, Robert Robinson ran away from God. He traveled. He went everywhere except where he thought God would want him. Although he knew God, he ran from him. He traveled everywhere he could to avoid doing what he was called to do. But then one day in one of Robert's runaway travels, he got onto a stagecoach and he was sitting across the seat from a young lady who obviously loved Jesus. And she wouldn't stop talking. She wouldn't stop talking about her love for Jesus. You know, the last place you want to be when you're running from God is in front of someone that won't stop talking about Jesus. And then she stopped and she was reading in books and she was doing devotion. She was reading out loud to Robert. And she said, "Robert, listen to the words from this." She said, "It's a poem. Actually, a hymn, and they speak loudly to me." So she goes on to read Robert, verse 3 of the song that he wrote, not knowing who he was. When she goes on to read this, she says, "O to grace, how great a debtor. Daily I'm constrained to thee to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart. O take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." When the young lady finished reading the letter, or reading what she read to Robert, she looked up and she saw tears coming down his face. At first she thought that he was moved by the words, not really realizing that it was Robert that had wrote those words. It was the very words that God had given Robert years before that that came back to him from God through a young lady that he didn't know. Is that not God with us? That is God at work. God planned, God purposed, and God's will be done. Robert had wandered for so long that he had felt like he had sinned too much. He felt like he out-sinned grace. Can you believe that? Have you ever been there in your life? I believe some of us have. I think we've all been in a place at one time in our life. And as we think about all of this and we think about baptism today, when I think of hope, isn't that what Christmas is all about? You see, the story of Christ coming to us at this time isn't just about the cradle. It's about the cross. Not just about the manger. The story of Christmas is about God being with us and never leaving us, and one day welcoming us home. Before I ask Hope to come up, I'd like us to check out a scripture for today that Sue had read earlier. But before I go to that, earlier in chapter 2, leading up to this, to these words, Peter was addressing the crowd about who Jesus was and is and how they had crucified him. But he says Jesus would not abandon to the grave. God didn't leave him there. He was alive because God raised him to life, and Peter was witness to that. And this Jesus now sits at the right hand of God and poured out his Holy Spirit on us, Peter goes on to say. And it is this Jesus, Peter says, who they crucified is the Savior of the world and the only way to the Father. The only way to be saved. So starting in verse 37. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart. When Peter told them what they had done and who Jesus was, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do? What do we do?" And Peter replied to them, he says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children," Peter says, "and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." With many other words, he warned them and he pleaded with them, "Save yourself from this corrupt generation." Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. What a more perfect way to celebrate the season of Jesus coming to be with us than to celebrate with hope, being baptized in Christ today. So Hope, I'm going to ask you and Sean to come up. And Sherry. Awesome. Anybody else? Just those. Okay. I wasn't sure of that. Thank you. So come on up. And Hope is going to read to us, but I want you guys all up here because if Hope starts crying and I start crying, then somebody's got to read this, right? So come on up. I'm going to grab a microphone over here. Yeah, you need a microphone. Hope and I have this thing that I would tell her quite often. I say, "Hope, you are awesome." She said, "But I never used to be."
That's right.
Yep. Never used to be. But Hope is awesome. So I'm going to hold this for you. Okay. So you can hold this and shake. Just kidding. I love to do this to her. Would someone go get the ice? Here we go. Okay. This is a love letter from God to Hope.
Okay, I have not read this since I wrote it. When I wrote it, I just sealed it and I gave it to Galen. So if you look at it, it's pretty scribble scrabble. And if it doesn't make sense, I'm so sorry. But if you know me, that's who I am. I don't make sense. I go the long way around.
It's all right.
My dearest daughter, first off, I want you to know that I love you and will always love you. I know that times have been hard. Yes, I know what you ask of me many times why. From child to where you are now, a mother, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, and a grandparent, I've heard you express your journey in life that you had in me in the back seat or in your trunk. But I'm telling you this, I've never been in those places. I've always been right by your side. It is just you had chosen not to see me. I have and will always be by your side. Unfortunately, my child, you thought you had it all figured out. I'm here to tell you that you never figured things out without me. Hope, this is a beautiful name. It was given to you for a reason. Yes, I know what you were told by your mother. The reason for the name is to give hope to yourself and to others, even when times seem difficult to give. You're so beautiful, even when the mirror tells or shows you're not. Does he not know me? Yes, I know that you've chosen to stray from me at times. Yes, Satan can be so cruel to my children. Nothing praises me and rejoices me more than you were taught about me as a young child. And when you did choose to call on me, I was there. Truly, I'm sorry for your pain. You're not ever alone. Even now, I'm here. I thank you for your true heart, your honesty, your obnoxiousness, and your craziness. Through all your mental illnesses and abuses to your troubled heart, I have given you the Holy Spirit and my word. Don't be deceived, Hope. Think eternally and stand firm. Don't ever be afraid to ask me for wisdom or strength to stand firm against Satan. Often you will follow a time of victory or success, and often you've been brought into times of trials. Yes, some of those trials were from the road you chose, but some of them were from me. That is how you grew into the beautiful daughter, sister, and mother, and grandmother. I don't want you to want to forget those trials. That is how a person grows. That is the spark that I put in your fire. The fire of your needing me and waiting me in your heart and wanting me in your heart and life. I want you to take that fire and live with nothing to hide. You are my light, shining bright. Light it up like a wildfire. A wildfire is about living a bold life for me and letting my light shine in all you do, say, or act. You have a purpose. That purpose is what I gave you. Please share the reason for hope. There's nothing I won't do for you. You've tried to run away, far away from things because things got hard. But my grace was always there, no matter how you were. Remember, you're going to fall and make mistakes, but my love will follow you even miles away. Hope I know and I hear your heart. I know you've doubted me when I didn't answer you right away. The truth is, no matter where you've been or what you've done, I've loved you. I'm here to save you and to redeem your past, present, and future. Don't isolate yourself from my love, even more now than ever. You are not in control. You have thought you were, but really never. Only I am. Hope, leave behind your fear and fully trust in me. Shine your light and make those sparks in others. Remember, those sparks can start a wildfire for me and others. Always frog it. Fully rely on God. And when fear gets in the way, remember, face everything and rise. My love is always here and never fades. I love you, my beautiful child. Love your father. P.S. And know that this life you have led has brought you closer to me. P.S.S. You're not in control. Just give it all to me.
Amen. Let's give hope.
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
So, Hope?
So, Galen.
I have a couple questions for you. Ones that I have to ask before I baptize. Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord?
Yes.
And do you want to follow him all the days of your life?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Then we get to baptize you today. Okay, I'm going to roll up my sleeves. Sherry, would you go get the ice? No? 30 seconds. Time us.
I'm wearing Mickey because Mickey keeps Henry strong. I thought Mickey would help me today.
Absolutely. I'm going to take that.
Sure.
Are
we doing it like the Westerns where you just fall in there?
No, there's no falling.
We'll help you. Okay.
Oh yeah, there's the ice.
Is it cold? Okay. Sean or Sherry, do you want to say anything? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You're okay? Okay.
You want me to sit down there?
Yeah.
Because I have to, you can't just like do that. Mm-hmm. I'm too old, sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm too old too.
Where's the bubbles? Where's the bubbles?
So Hope Gonzalez, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we baptize you today.
Woo! What happens if you swallowed it?
That's okay.
Poor fish is here. No, you got to let this old woman.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. you're like me with that scene. Sounds good. I'm going to ask the praise team to come up. I sprung this on them at the last moment. We want to sing to you, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. You want to stand here? You sure can. You want to sing with us? I know you. Thank you. If you know the words, please sing along with us. Father, we just praise you for today, God, and we celebrate with hope. We celebrate all that you've done in our lives, and we just ask that you would encourage us as we go from here, God, that we would let our light so shine before men that they would see whatever in us, God, that they would see you and that they would glorify our Father in heaven. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. We do have one last hymn, right? Should we do that? Yep. I sprung that on him, so we're going to go to the last hymn. Here we go. Sing with us, Angels We've Heard on High.
In excelsis Deo. Savior's blood.
Father, we just thank you, God, for today, and we worship you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth, God, to save us, God, to redeem us, and one day bring us home. We praise you now, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.